cry. That's my advice to you. Avoid the twin cry at all costs.
The Beef Industry presents
Bob's Radio Basics.
It's people whose legs are still white on the last day of August Day at the fair.
Bob's Radio Basics cannot be heard in stereo, not even where it's available.
Show 720 for those scoring at home. I'd put the crowd right here at Chambers of Commonwealth against Ruth Kozlak's crowd any day of the week. How would you feel about it? Absolutely.
From the State Fair, it's like the World's Fair, only different. It's Bob's Radio Basics with Bob Yates. Bob's guests this afternoon are Linda Evans, Art Reader, John Dooley, and Patrick Royce, with Kenny, Harvard Man Olson, and the world's most dangerous bumper music.
Harvard.
Also, another daring Jeff Charles-like proposal, and Mercedes Weekend. Now here's a man who could start World War III from the phone in his golf cart, Bob Yates.
Don't tell the women against military madness. Here's my favorite part of the song. The final TGIF Friday of the whirlwind month of August. Bob's Radio Basics from the State Fair of Minnesota, 1990, year of your Lord and mine. We are collected at the corner of and collected, oh boy, a lot of our regular callers are here in the flesh today. We'll be hearing in the first hour from our Catherine and Dave's mom in person. J.G. Preston is holding on the phone with news of the ultimate exacta at Ladbroke at Canterbury Downs this weekend. Final TGIF Friday of the whirlwind month of August. Dooley, Reeder, Royce, and Evans, and this song. Oh, dig it. Speaking of songs and singing, in a little while, we will have an update for you on the violence at last night's Roger Whittaker concert. Oh, I'm only joking. There wasn't any violence at the Roger Whittaker concert. Everyone was very serene. Lots of people nodded off. You know, Roger's chord demo. No, it was very, very Roger. Sad he's out of town. I wanted to thank him. Who was that bland man? I wanted to thank him. And we might as well scratch the daring Jeff Charles-like proposal because I got my parking spot back, and so I'm just as mellow as the day is long today. Thanks for joining us, either here at the fair or in your home or your car or your office or on the phone lines at 646-TALK, 646-8255, outstate 1-800-962-0792. Also, two movies, do's and don'ts, celebrity birthdays, Mercedes Weekend at the 5 o'clock hour, as always. We've got your North Stars pocket schedules there in abundance, so please grab one and hang by the radio this hockey season because we have all of your North Stars play-by-play broadcasts, Orville Redenbacher tote bags, Twin Cities Clippers, all kinds of fabulous bargains, free water. My God, what more could you ask for? Oh, I know what you're asking for. You're saying, Bob, there's just one thing missing. How about a generous dose of saxophone? Young man, I enjoyed you in the movie Deliverance, that banjo playing there in the tree. That was fantastic. Well, hey, wish you could have seen that at home, if only this were television. Today's highlights of the State Fair, such as they are, as follows. Forthwith, we have beef cattle in the cattle barn, sharing the cattle barn with the dairy cattle. I don't know. We have the flowers in the horticulture building. That's where they belong. We have poultry in the poultry building. That's where they belong. But we have the sheep sharing the swine barn with the swine, and we have the llamas sharing the horse barn with the horses. And we have the dairy goats in the sheep barn. So Lord knows what could break out on the state fairgrounds today. As far as Coliseum events and demonstrations, we've got that Looking in the Hive deal going on at the agriculture building again. At the Creative Activities Building, lace making with Brian Coyle and Tim Campbell. Department of Natural Resources Building and Park, working with wolves today at 4 p.m., or as Pat Miles would pronounce it, wolves, working with wolves, about 45 minutes from right now. Probably some tips on how to share an office with Warren Beatty and get out with your life. Flowers to Wear, that's the name of a program at the Education Building today. If you've ever fancied your best gal or someone you've been admiring from afar for many years, let's say Maria Conchita Alonso, in Nothing But Flowers, go to Flowers to Wear on Stage 1 at 4 p.m. There's storytelling in the Children's Barnyard at noon. No specifics as to what kinds of stories are told, but hey, let the buyer beware. At the Sentinel Building, I'm amazed I'm able to say this on the radio. I'm glad I can because it's the name of a dog. The Twin Cities Area Shih Tzu Club demonstration at 4 p.m. today. So if you have brought dogs bearing that name with you to...
What club?
Participate in the demonstration. Good luck to you.
You're not going to say it, are you?
I'm not going to say it again. No, I'm not going to make a point of it.
Well, you were going to say it, and I was going to say, well, same to you.
Grandstand concert tonight. George Strait and Billy Joe Royal. Is Billy Joe Royal... We don't know. Is George Strait? It's none of our business. At the Children's Theater this afternoon, the National Karate Kids, Ralph Macchio, and then that Pat Morita, with the Teddy Bear Band also there. Heritage Square stage and show area. It just occurred to me that you can hear my beard. You can hear my beard on this microphone. That's kind of neat, isn't it? They get on your nerves yet out there?
That's very erotic.
Yeah, it really is. And let's see. What else have we? Heritage Square stage and show area, a clogging demonstration. How do both Willie Nelson and Bono of U2 get all that hair down into the drains? Then how do they get it out in the shower? And how to remove that? You'll find out today at the Heritage Square stage and show area, a clogging demonstration. Miller High Life Bandshell, the association. I heard him as I was driving in today, driving in to my parking spot. And they were singing Cherish.
No
and
kidding.
Then, as I left the car and was making my way through the midway, they were singing that Bob Seger song, Rock and Roll. And it sounded kind of weird, the
old
association
time,
doing a Bob Seger song.
Old time rock and roll?
Yes, uh-huh. And then, once again, he's back. Apparently they haven't told him to go home yet. When they do, we'll let you know. The forgotten Cartwright, the Cartwright that Lorne Green is probably lamenting ever having had. Up in heaven today, Lionel Cartwright at 5 p.m. this afternoon at the Miller High Live Band Show. Completely disowned by Adam and Little Joe and Hoss, and no one wants to say why. So, let's go to J.G. Preston, shall we, on conference line A. J.G.?
Oh, that was my cue? I'm sorry, Bob.
I'm sorry.
Quicker about
Here's your
thing.
Cue. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, thank you very much, Bob. Good to talk to you.
He won't answer to Jack. I'm going to find out what those initials mean if it's the last thing I do.
I hope for both of our sakes it's not the last thing you do.
Well, how are you?
I'm beautiful, Bob. How's the fair treating you?
Just fine. We saw Dark Star a while ago.
Did you, though?
And I inquired as to why he was not at the track today.
Yeah, I'll be a good answer.
And he said he was he's going to be with Canada today.
So. Stuff happens, you know what I mean?
I guess.
Hey, but he'll be at Canterbury tomorrow.
I said, well, you want some of this coffee then, Dark. You'll want to try to stay awake as best you can.
Hey, Bob, that's really no fair.
Tell me about the ultimate exacta. $1 million to the winner.
Who said you couldn't get something for nothing, Yates?
What if there are two winners, J.G.? Do they split the million or do they each get a million?
I only have $1 million in grand prize money available. I can't make two people millionaires tomorrow.
What cheapskates.
But you know what? If two people get it, I'm going to hang around those two people for the rest of my life because they know something I don't.
You know, back in Bible times, there were racetracks. You remember that story about the loaves and fishes, don't you? And they came up with the extra million for the second winner. Why can't that happen here?
Well, maybe there'll be a public clamor.
What race are we talking on Saturday?
You want a little BRB special here?
Mm-hmm.
The race will not be divulged to the public until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. But as a BRB special, J.G. Preston will help you with your racing form tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Under the conditions under which we bought the insurance premium to pay off this $1 million in case somebody gets it, we will pick a race with at least 11 entrants.
Yeah.
Because in order to win the million, at least 11 horses must finish the race.
Okay. So you're picking the first 10 in order.
First 10 in order. I would guess that we would be most likely to pick a race with 12 entrants,
mm-hmm.
the maximum here at Canterbury Downs.
Mm-hmm.
And the sixth race tomorrow does have 12 entrants.
Okay.
So I just, you know, I'm not promising anything. But that's where I would spend my time if I were handicapped.
Are you going to be playing it tomorrow?
I am prohibited from playing.
Oh, really?
I am, as an employee of Canterbury Downs, I may not participate.
Well, what that means is you give your $2 to somebody else
Bob, it's not a bet. You don't pay for this. This is a contest. It's free. No purchase
necessary. Oh, my goodness. It's free.
Free. We're giving you... This isn't $2 for a million. This is a free shot of the million.
And they say nothing in life is free. Well, the ultimate exacta is...
This is it.
And will they continue to play this every weekend, JG, until somebody wins it?
Until somebody hits it every Saturday in September.
Yeah.
When you show up, you'll get an entry form. You can sit there and by whatever method you choose, pick the order of finish in the race.
Yeah.
And if you get the top 10, you get... $1 million. And somebody will win something, because even if nobody gets 10, whoever gets the most, starting from the top down, will split $1,000.
I see.
So there's a little bonus in there for a good performance.
Yeah. Right. Boy, wouldn't it be horrible to lose by a nose between the 9th and 10th horses at the wire?
Believe
but
me,
you'd still win something.
Camera.
You'd still win something if no one won all 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
That photo finish camera would be very crucial to determine every placement in the race.
Yeah. And will the check be awarded upon night?
You will leave the track if you should win this.
Yeah.
You will leave the track with $50,000.
Right.
And you will receive $50,000 a year for the next 19 years.
Oh, so you don't get a check
it's
for a million.
It's an annuity thing.
$50,000 a year for 20 years.
Yeah, like Lotto America gives you a check for $21 million.
That's presuming that someone's going to live that long. You couldn't carry on such a contest like that here at the State Fair for
and
the obvious reason.
The fine print, by the way, in the insurance policy says that if the holder should pass away
yes.
at that time, that all money reverts to J.G. Preston.
Oh, well,
I thought of that myself. The lawyers never caught it. It was a pretty good deal.
You have to use a magnifying glass to pick that up off the contract, huh? How much would insurance money, how much would insurance premium cost on a situation of this kind, I wonder?
Can I tell you, they wouldn't even tell me.
They would not even tell me. Yeah.
I mean, it's long odds, but nobody ever said being a millionaire was
Well, let's see. Now, I have $100,000 life insurance with some prudential office in Texas, and I think I pay $21.30 a month. So would it be like 10 times that? Would it be between $200 and $300?
Well, I would say that the odds of somebody hitting this are probably a lot longer than the odds of you croaking anytime soon.
Want to bet?
The way you live, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm a hard liver, man.
I know it, man. You got a hard liver, too.
My face shows the ravages of the advancing years.
So, and believe it or not, Yates, even you are eligible to participate in the Ultimate Exacta.
Oh,
I can't play, but you can.
Is this one entry per person, though?
One entry per person. No purchase necessary.
Doggone.
Void or prohibited must be.
So you can't jam that ballot box.
No.
Yeah.
No. And what happens is, for folks who get here, there'll be 12 different entry bins, each one corresponding with the number of the horse that you predict to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, when the race is over, we'll open up the bin corresponding to the horse that won the race. That'll help us in sorting them out
and
grading the results.
Tell me, is a person who wins a lot of money there, whether it's Ultimate Exacta, Pick Six, Twin Try, something like that, as a PR move, has the track ever thought of giving them some kind of armed guard to help escort them to their car? Don't you think it'd be a neat perk?
I'd be honest with you, Bob. I don't know how they handle that for the people who walk away with the big checks. Of course, they never get, you know, for the big tickets, they never get cash.
Mm-hmm.
They always get a check.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea whether that service is made available. I'll have to check on that.
I wonder if instead of walking away with $50,000, you'd walk away with $35,000, because wouldn't they take taxes out right away?
There is some withholding, right? I think it's 20% that's withheld right away.
20%, okay, so they'd walk away with
40. Yeah, for those big tickets, they do file a 1099, I guess, a miscellaneous income, and it does get reported.
Still not a bad night at the Pony Palace.
Hey, two-thirds of a million is still a lot of money.
One other question about an upcoming event there at Kent.
Oh, yes.
I was talking to Steve Urban yesterday on the phone. Something about this big 14 coming up or something. What's it called?
Final 14.
Final 14, yeah.
Minnesota horseman Steve Urban has put this kind of a national tournament together. He's a big fan. He's a big basketball fan, and he likes the NCAA tournament and the kind of regional fervor it promotes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's put together a national horse racing tournament. There are seven qualifying races around the country in which you have horses from different states running against each other. For instance, our race at Canterbury next Saturday, September the 8th, will feature Minnesota breds and Nebraska breds, and one hapless Wisconsin bred, Hope to See, from the Jerry Halverson barn.
Yes, I remember that horse.
And the top two, this is a $50,000 race, the top two finishers will qualify for the national championship race for $250,000 in California next month.
Wow.
And there'll be 7 of these races around the country. We'll be simulcasting them all at Canterbury so folks can watch the other regions. But we got a nice race here. We've got Timeless Prince, who is our Minnesota Breeders' Derby winner. We've got Blair's Cove, who's won a pile of money.
That's right.
No More Cash, who ran second to a real good horse in Dispersal down in Nebraska last month.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun next week.
Yes, sir. All right.
And don't forget Monday, the world's fastest racing buffalo, Harvey Wallbanger.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
I saw the banger here at the track
today. In the ad. Really?
Oh, yeah. He came out and did his thing on the track in the morning with only the employees present.
Yeah.
But I saw him load up in that gate and charge down that stretch. Buffaloes are funny-looking critters. I love them.
That's the type of beast I would associate with the state fair. Would you have any idea whether he's on his way here?
We tried very hard to get him in, actually, and insurance liability became a problem.
And they probably wanted a working press pass before they could allow him in.
Well, you know the fair. They want cash for everything.
We're having traffic problems here. We're having parking problems. JG, of course, that's probably no news to you.
But Harvey, you know, is 2,000 pounds with an attitude.
So, yeah.
I mean, that makes it difficult for people to feel like they could just bring him into, say, a crowd of, 80,000 at the state fair.
I need to run to weather, but I think you'll agree it was awfully nice of me to talk to you today.
Bob, I can't tell you what a great guy you are.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate it.
Thanks, JG. Good luck at the track this weekend.
Thank you, Robert.
Even though you can't play the ultimate exacta.
Hey, but I'll watch with enjoyment while others do.
Say hi to Big Jan and Scarf Boy for me.
Next time I see him, I'll be glad to, buddy.
Bye-bye for now.
Take care.
J.G. Preston, ladies and gentlemen, from Ladbroke at Canterbury Downs. All right, strike up the band Maestro Mercedes there in Metropolitan Maplewood. Linda Evans with the weather. A few commercials. And then back to a no-holds-barred in-depth interview with our Catherine, if we can still find her. If not, Dave's mom would be only too anxious to fill in. Oh, Linda.
From KSTP Weather Services, our forecast calling for mostly sunny skies, warm and humid this afternoon, along with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our high near 88. Wind advisories are also out for area lakes today. There's a 30% chance for evening thunderstorms, then it should clear up overnight, a low near 60. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, still humid, a high near 82. This hour, we have mostly sunny skies, 82 degrees, southwest winds at 12 miles an hour.
Many automobile leases share a peculiar quality. They insist on treating the leaseholder like an owner. So they expect you to pay for maintenance and upkeep on a car you didn't buy. That means every time you need your oil changed, you pay. If you need your brake fluid checked, you pay again. We always thought people leased cars to avoid the responsibilities of ownership, which is why our lease pays for all the tune-ups, all the routine oil changes, all the regularly scheduled maintenance. It covers normal wear items like brake pads and wiper blades and spark plugs. And it continues paying for 3 years or 50,000 miles. It's called the Audi 3-Year Test Drive. Finally, a lease that understands why you're leasing.
Learn more about the Audi 3-Year Test Drive at Metropolitan Imported Autos, 2780 North Highway 61 in St. Paul, or Carousel Automobiles, 8989 YZ Boulevard in Minneapolis.
Join Paul Brand for Auto Talk live at the fair, sponsored by Super America. After the show, visit the Super Petrol Lab located under the Space Needle, where Paul will be on hand to answer your automotive questions, courtesy of Super America.
Attention BRB shoppers, the official jeweler of Bob's Radio Basics is Continental Diamond, your home for impressive selection, impeccable service, and incomparable everyday prices on everything from diamonds and other precious gems to those ever-popular tennis bracelets. Nice people and nicer merchandise they can design themselves so the savings can be in turn passed along to you. And I'm telling you, and because I, Mr. Speaker, am telling you this, it's got to be true or else I get in hot water. The guys and gals at Continental Diamond urge you to shop and compare elsewhere. They are that secure, my friend, about the quality of their wares and their ability to deal. See if you don't agree. And see if you don't wind up something of a diamond expert in the bargain. See if you don't wind up at Continental Diamond. Then, listen to this very radio station, KSTP Talk Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m., to Ask the Jeweler, brought to you by and starring representatives of Continental Diamond, the official jeweler of BRB. Continental Diamond, Travelers Express Tower in St. Louis Park. Call this number, 593-5602.
You've probably heard this is the best year in a long time to buy a new car. But have you checked out Oldsmobile at your new generation of Oldsmobile dealers? Because right now, with Labor Day coming up, this is the best weekend of the best year to buy a new car, especially at Oldsmobile. It's our best ever Labor Day weekend sale. And we've got some year-end closeout prices and rebates that will definitely catch your eye. like $2,000 cash rebates on Cutlass Sierras and Supremes, and $1,500 rebates on Oldsmobile 88s. In fact, with dealer discounts and rebates on our full line of Oldsmobiles for a limited time, you can save over $4,000 on your choice of new Oldsmobiles. The best of Oldsmobile's modern line of luxury passenger and midsize cars. Featuring Oldsmobile's exclusive fuel-efficient Quad 4 engine. Come to the State Fair and see our incredible display. Or go to your nearest Oldsmobile dealer today and save. With special sale hours and special sale prices during the entire Labor Day weekend sale. It's your new generation of Oldsmobile dealers' biggest sale event of the year.
At 3:31, 29 before 4, midway through hour 1 of show 720 for those scoring at home, Mahavishnu Orchestra, Pretty Darn Dangerous Bumper Music. We need to boo someone. We need to boo them heartily before we proceed. As it turns out, the woman who supposedly was Dave's mom really wasn't. An imposter almost got on our air. But, We caught that little, what'd you call it?
She was cute.
She was a nice person.
She was.
And she had a child named Dave.
Yeah, so she was Dave's mom, but she just wasn't the...
That Dave's mom.
Right.
That would have been news to Dave's mom sitting at home listening. Hey, that's not me.
No.
I'm here at home. We also need to boo our Blue Plate special for the day. 472-CSS. This is a neat little abbreviation, CSS, on the word cuss, because that's what this guy did. He was sitting behind me at a stoplight, 12E in Pennsylvania this afternoon around 12:30, a black Aerostar. He would smoke and he would cuss, and he would smoke and he would cuss. And some of his more printable, airworthy offerings were come on or let's get it moving, something like that. That's construction zones, folks. There's nothing I can do about it. I was in the Asian four-wheel drive vehicle, and I just watched him cussing and smoking, and it was tough because it's the first Blue Plate special I've ever taken down from a rear-view mirror. I would edge up to see if I could, you know, make heads or tails of his license plate number, and I took it down that way.
Did
now, that's versatility.
Did you find yourself slowing down just to make him even more mad?
No, I wanted to go, too.
Or, like, quick slam on the brakes?
But I just couldn't understand, the nature of his rage.
Turn around
when
and
you go
back
into that area, be prepared for a long wait. I should have gotten off, and he should have gotten off also on 169 and gone to 55 or something. Well, anyway, 472-CSS. The guy's having a bad day. Black Aerostar, 12E in Pennsylvania, encountered around 12:30 this afternoon. Welcome, our Catherine. Glad to have you here. You will vouch for the fact that we were visited just a few moments ago by a young man, probably about 3.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he showed us his tongue, and his tongue was blue, wasn't it?
Yes, it was bright, kind of a dark bright blue.
Why do you, how do you think it got that way? What, a popsicle or something?
I hate to think.
Yeah.
This is the Minnesota State Fair, after all.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, anyone who does that, I want to, if we're in a commercial break, I want to get on the mic and call out to the external speakers. I'm a happily married man. Please, no tongues. Could you come up with a caption for that? Look at that picture of Harold Greenwood. Look at him. It looks as if the photographer, instead of saying smile, it looks like the photographer said something really nasty about his mama.
Yeah, it looks like he's about to say something really naughty.
Yeah, look at him. He's hot under the collar.
Something that we can't say on the radio.
Let me show that to Kenny. Look at this picture, Kenny. Not the most flattering photo of Harold Greenwood. Look at that.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Looks like he's about to belch.
I'm not the only one indicted, but I'm the only one here.
So, how you been?
I've been fine.
And you have been here all day long?
No, just this afternoon.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have to sleep in the morning, so...
Sure. What is your threshold of pain as far as the State Fair goes? How many hours can you stand it before you just want to throw up your hands?
I've had the Kenny Loggins experience the past several State Fair situations, so I really... I could watch him forever, so...
Kenny was here for consecutive years?
No, actually it was... here last year and then off the year before, and then he was here the year before that.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. And so you had no interest in Roger Whitaker this year, so you didn't come last year.
I like Roger Whitaker, but I'm not enough to come here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, he's pretty nice.
Because you'd have to pay the admission charge and then, I guess, the price of a ticket and stuff.
Yeah, but I think he's a pretty nice guy.
What forms of State Fair cuisine have you sampled so far today?
I had all the milk I could drink for 50 cents.
Now, I've never gone to one of those stands. Can you literally just stand there and drink milk and drink milk and drink milk?
And the cups are about, less than a half pint. So you have to do that.
So how much did you drink?
I had 3 cups.
Do you have to use restroom? I mean, if you have to use restroom,
not right now.
Let you excuse yourself.
No, we
Isn't that strange? I don't think anywhere else in the world someone could stand there and just drink all the milk they wanted for 50 cents.
And you, yeah.
Because it kind of encourages gluttony, don't you think?
Well, I suppose, but it's milk, you know. I mean, it wasn't like giving out, they weren't giving out diamonds or ribs or something. They were just giving out nice 2% milk.
What is the status of the root beer milk deal? Isn't that a big state fair staple? And Rudy Boschwitz is not here this year. Have you never heard of that combination, root beer milk?
I think that sounds revolting.
Is that the first time you've heard of it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I saw his, I don't know, a booth or something with his face plastered on it that had a bunch of milk products that were...
Do you ever try any of the ethnic foods, the authentic...